The Brady Report.
Well, Gisella Brady's been replacing the marathon man into Brady. How are you, Gisella?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's the marathon man?
He's all right. I had a bit of a scare today because I was tracking him online and he didn't seem to be in the right place. But thankfully, he rang me and it turns out his electronic tracker, the battery had run out and it had died. And I was thinking, oh my God, he's been eaten by a lion.
He's alive, which is good. Now, there's a new development in a major case.
Yes. Novichok case in Salisbury. Police investigating those poisonings have taken two bins from behind shops in the city to be tested for the nerve agent. It's come after counter-terror officers spoke to Amesbury victim Charlie Rowley, who came in contact with the substance in June, and they talked to him about what he remembered about falling ill. Now, police say the bins were taken to the Portinsale Military Laboratory for analysis. Dawn Sturgis, who was with Mr. Rowley when she fell ill, died on the 8th of July after being exposed to the deadly nerve agent. And she's thought to have sprayed it onto her wrists in the belief that it was perfume. The investigation comes, if you remember, after Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia came into contact with a Novichok nerve agent and were found unconscious on a park bench in Salisbury in March.
Wow, amazing. The woes of a working princess.
I know, it's a hard life being a princess and having a day job. Well, that's according to Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, the Queen's granddaughters. They've done an interview and a photo shoot with Vogue magazine in which Princess Beatrice says, "We are the first, we are young women trying to build careers and have personal lives, and we're also princesses and doing all of this in the public eye." Blimey. They also highlighted the social media pressures on them as young royals. Vogue magazine said it decided to feature them because it's a year of milestones. Princess Eugenie is getting married this year, while Princess Beatrice turns 30 this month. I have two words to say to them, Zara Phillips.
Well said. It's been great having you. Thanks for filling in my end. It's been a while. You have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Bye.